it's raining again. Loud on your car like bullets on tin.
This week has been all about the storms that have hit Shoalhaven, northern New South Wales and Brisbane. Adam Carney from the SES joined us throughout.
Like we said, being prepared, staying away from trees. If you don't need to be out, don't go out. You know, stay off the roads as much as possible, all those sorts of things. If people do need to leave their home for whatever reason, please be very mindful of everyone else out there, but particularly the floodwaters that are sitting around on the roads.
And there's been a monumental amount of sandbagging that's happened over the last few days that at one point we even ran out of sand. So Max and I came up with a new business. Can't really go down to Pines Beach and bag yourself some sand, can you?
White sand sandbags, they'd be in demand, wouldn't they?
Well, not only do I have bags of sand, I've got the best sand.
I've got the whitest sand in the world.
I've got the whitest sand. This will really repel everyone. You can't do that.
Should we be joking about it?
No. A bit of a laugh is okay.
Max actually filled in for us on Tuesday when I was away and did a sterling job along the way, reminding us of that time when he went to hospital and had a whole bunch of strangers ogling his privates.
4 years ago when I had necrotizing fasciitis, and I went up to Nowra to the Shoalhaven Hospital, and because it's a teaching hospital, a lot of them had never seen up there before, so I was like a case study for them. There was nurses coming in and other doctors and everybody having a look at me, and because of where the infection was, it was very compromising at some stages, I must say.
A little ray of sunshine has come into the world.
No matter how rainy or how cloudy it is, my little mate Peter Andrea is always a little ray of sunshine. But, as we learnt, he doesn't take compliments very well at all. What happened here, Pete? How do you be? I see you've got a big grin on your chin. What's wrong, mate?
Oh, I'm just amazed at the
5 minutes later.
You're not
used to getting any compliments, are you?
No.
This is what I'm noticing. Say something nice and you like go all...
I'm all coy. Oh, I'm all tongue this morning, my friend.
Well, don't be too much tongue.
Dear me.
Stop just being nice.
Okay.
The Radio 2ST Facebook page is such a joyous place to be. You get on there, we have such a good time. Anyway, I started fighting back against negative social media comments. Well, sort of.
What did you think was cool when you were young but isn't cool now? Callum Gibson says 2ST. Goes for the cheap laugh there, Callum. Well done. Nice job. Good on you, mate. Can't please everyone, buddy. You know, stop trying to do that years and years and years ago. When one grew up a little bit.
Them's fighting words.
Them's fighting words.
Got to the bottom of how Chumbawamba came up with that great song, Tub Thumping. Yes, we were there on that day in the UK where one of the greatest songs ever was born.
Well, I was at the local pub, yeah. And this fella came running in, yeah. And he slipped down, and then he got up again. Yeah. And something, my mum was there, and she seen it too, didn't she?
Yeah, I saw it too. He kept falling down, and then came back up, yeah. And getting down again. Down. And then Jimmy, from up the street,
Jimmy came in,
and he saw it too.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, what did you see? Oh, I just saw this silly prat just keep on falling down and getting back up again. That was hilarious. We're all sitting there saying, stay down, stay down, stay down.
Next thing you know, write the song about it, yeah. They don't make them like that anymore, and that's the week that was on the 2ST Breakfast Show.